Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's start out with a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we come to you and we praise you. We praise you for who you are, for all that you do, for your grace, your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love. We ask for your forgiveness for our evil ways, for the times we put us first above all other things, especially above you. We pray, O God, for our president and our vice president, that you will lead them, that you will surround them with a council of wise Christians that will help them, keep them strong, and Lord, keep them safe, all of them. We ask that you be with their families and the burdens that they carry, Father. We just ask that you will be with them. I ask your blessing on this show. Ask it for today and for every day, Lord, that you will help me to have the wisdom, help me to know what I need to do to get the revenue, to keep things going. And I'm just amazed at how you bring us around all the time. And I thank you for that. Lord, we need to branch out, and we ask that you will show us the way to do that. We ask that you will bless our listeners, each and every one, with the needs that they have, the burdens that they carry, the pains that they share, and we rejoice in the good times. And we ask, Lord, that you will be with our sponsors, our advertisers, that you will help them to prosper because of their connection with CSE Talk Radio. May they bless the listeners and may the listeners bless them. There are so many things going on in this world, Father, and help us to focus on you. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. There is an awful lot going on, and some of it's kind of comical, and some of it's, you have to laugh, you know, even when my, I know I've talked about it before, but even when my house burned down, and that time we went back to look at the mess, and I mean, it was a cold, cold winter that winter. You look it up, the winter in Missouri of 1983 and 84. And, of course, this was in December of 1983. We went back, and, of course, I already had my turkey for Christmas. I had a turkey in the freezer, and when we got there, the dog was biting this black ball of something, and it was a turkey. It was the turkey that had burnt during the fire, and my husband made the little quip about, well, there she goes, she burned it again. You know, it just, you know, I never did burn a turkey, by the way, except that day, and that was not my doing. But you have to find humor in everything, or you become so obsessed with stuff. You know what that's like. You ever lose something and you're just obsessed with finding it? I go crazy. I absolutely go crazy when I can't find something. Rudy's shaking his head. Yes, I've warned him before. And then when I find it, I tell everybody, because nobody else has gone crazy like I have. Don't panic. I found it. Don't panic. Stop the panicking. Things we have to get in perspective. Well, as they're on the campaign trail, it's been kind of a fun little thing for most of the talk show hosts to make fun of Joe Biden. On one hand, I feel really sorry for him, but on the other hand, I'm thinking he brought this on himself. For Joe Biden, to a young college student, says he asked her if she had ever gone to the caucus, meaning the Iowa caucus. And, of course, he did terrible in the Iowa caucus. They don't expect him to do great in New Hampshire. So we might be saying bye-bye to Joe here pretty soon. Or they're going to have, I don't know what they're going to do. I believe Hillary's going to come and rescue them. I think she's going to rescue the Democrats. Rudy's shaking his head at me. But Joe tells this young college girl, she's 21 years old, she's in college, she's trying to get involved and see what's going on, and she's there at a rally for Joe. And she asks him a really straight-out question. You didn't do well in Iowa. What can you say to us to convince us that you're going to be able to win the election should you become, you know, should you become the presidential candidate for the Democrat Party? And he goes on, he turns around, instead of giving her a straight answer, he goes on, well, it was a Democrat caucus. You ever been to a caucus before? And she said, yes, she had. And he turns around, he goes, he calls her to her face, he calls her a lion dog faced pony soldier. And he claims this is from a John Wayne movie. Well, it's not from a John Wayne movie, and he is not the Duke. However, if you want to know how the deep state, the deep corrupt politicians feel about you and think about you, you don't have to go any farther than what Joe Biden said. Because that's what they think of you. No longer are they kissing babies. They're not kissing babies anymore. They're now on a march to abort them, to get rid of the babies. They have no respect for life. They have no respect for truth. They have no respect for liberty. And they sure don't have respect for you or your property. And you know, you don't deserve, because America's a terrible place, you don't deserve the pursuit of happiness. The foolishness of today. I was going through these headlines, and it's just crazy. I know I printed them off here somewhere. It's absolutely crazy just looking at the headlines, and I have several here that I'm not going to share with you because I didn't think they were pertinent. But these are just the headlines from one organization, just one news outlet. It's called American Greatness. It's just one. Okay, I'm going to share the ones I'm going to share them all, the ones I even X'd out. Now, I'm not sharing all the articles, just the titles here. Never mind the Democrats, Trump is the man to beat. I didn't read that article, so I'm not quite sure what all that meant. Pete Buttigieg. Now, I have seen these commercials. I have not seen the show, obviously, but I've seen these commercials about this little blue, he's a Sonic Hedgehog. So, they're calling Pete Buttigieg the Sonic Hedgehog of the Democrat Party. There's another one, it must be about some kind of a movie. It's the scent of a woman. How Appalachian children highlight the region's best attributes. Now, if you look in the Appalachians, I didn't read this article either, but I know I have seen a lot of things about the poor that are living in the Appalachian Mountains. And, of course, this month is Black History Month. That's a good thing. Never Trump burns leftist cash on failed impeachment crusade. And it talks about all these, particularly it shows a picture of Bill Kristol. Then it talks about, there's another one that says Mitt Romney's betrayal of Republicans and of Utah. And Antifa goons were allowed to go on another violent rampage in Portland. The Union. Now, I saw some of this last night, and this is really bad. But this is where we are. The Union says the NYPD is declaring war on de Blasio, the mayor of New York. They are being constantly attacked with assassination assaults now, trying to assassinate the police in New York. Trump administration, we are going to talk about this, secures funding for 1,000 miles of the border wall, and Trump's budget gives NASA a big turbo boost. We're not going to discuss that particular one. And Trump proposes 21% cut in U.S. foreign aid in 2021 budget proposal. Now, we saw some live stuff today coming from the Hill about the budget. And it was the Republicans. The Democrats refused to look at it. They're too busy. If you send it over there, they're just going to rip it in half anyway. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk to you about a couple of those articles and a few others. I want to talk about what Joe did. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have several things I want to cover with you today, but your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm pretty excited about Thursday. I just got confirmation yesterday late afternoon that Dr. Victor Davis Hanson is going to be on our show with us on the last half of the show, and we're going to discuss the article that he wrote, Remembering the Farming Way. If you remember that, I brought that to you a few weeks ago, and he farms, and he's a professor, and he farms in the state of California, and I wanted to bring him on and discuss that with him a little bit. I thought you would enjoy that. Now, he's on Fox News quite a bit, and you'll see him interview on Sean Hannity and on Laura Ingraham and on Tucker Carlson, and you'll see him all over the place there. So I'm pretty tickled that he agreed to come here with us and discuss his article about remembering the farming way. Now, Joe Biden, I want to discuss this just a little bit. Biden he abides in his own little world. And he probably should never have run for president. I don't think he's presidential material, and I would say that even if he was a Republican. I don't think he's presidential material. I don't think he ever has been. I was tremendously shocked when President Barack Obama picked him for vice president the second time. But maybe he had to keep him where he could watch him, because we know about the corruptness that's gone on. And more of that is going to be coming out. And on one side, you know, I almost feel sorry for him. But on the other side, it's he brought it on himself. He has lived a life of corruption and deceit. And eventually it's going to catch up with you. You can only point your fingers at someone else for so long before it catches up with you.
Right.
So, he's no pilgrim. He thinks he's quoting a John Wayne, and it's not from a John Wayne movie. I don't know what it's from. Not that I know every quote from a John Wayne movie, but that one is not. Lion, dog-faced, pony soldier. But anyway, he's no duke. And he really, he insulted this young 21-year-old. And when you stop and think about it, there she is, 21 years old, trying to do the right thing, trying to get involved. She wants to know what's going on. And then he comes back at her like that. Why would you ever call some young 21-year-old, or anybody, a lion dog-faced pony soldier? Why would you ever do that? But he did. Now, I'm moving on to another topic here real quick, and that is the border wall. I had the article here in my hand where President Donald Trump secures extra funds, and he's going to build 1,000 miles more of border wall. Now, he mentioned we were safe, our borders are safe, in his State of the Union address. And I did get an email from someone that I get lots of emails from them. I love their emails. I don't always agree 100%. And this one was partially true. He said that Donald Trump lied about that. That we're not, our borders are not safe. Our borders are not safe enough yet, but they are much safer than they were. Just bringing realization and bringing the eye and the interest to the borders that were ignored before makes them a little bit safer. He has built some stretch or rebuilt some stretches of wall, and now he's going to do another 1,000 miles of wall. And that's more than I think he's done before. I don't think he's had that much before. So this is going to happen, and it should be completed. I think the officials claim that the budget requests are for the fiscal year of 2021. And so this increases the infrastructure, technology, and law enforcement personnel as well. So he's going to build another 1,000 miles of wall. It's about keeping America safe, and we are not safe. We're not safe at all. Now, a New York Times writer claimed that President Donald Trump's crime on immigrant stories were bogus. They weren't real. Now, I don't know what world this person lives in. Does he actually think that these families, with their broken hearts, their children gone, or their spouse, or their brother, or their sister, mutilated, raped, murdered, tortured? Does he think they're all lies? Now, I don't have an article on it today. I wished I had thought about that earlier. But they did. Attorney General Barr was talking yesterday that they are going to go after these sanctuary cities and states. They are putting Americans in danger. That's what New York City has done. Not only have they done that with the illegal immigrants, but they demean the authority of the police. They won't let them do anything. They won't let them cooperate anywhere, not just in New York, but anywhere, with ICE. These sanctuary cities. So when they get somebody, he gets back out there. Well, when this guy made this comment, this writer, Heather Swift from the Department of Homeland Security corrected him. And she gave him one story after another, real stories of life and death and violence to prove that he was wrong. Does he believe her? Who knows? Who knows? But in one of these, Swift linked him to the story of Riaz Khan. He was a 21-year-old, he is a 21-year-old illegal alien who was arrested and charged, now think about this, sexually assaulting and killing a 92-year-old woman. That takes a brave guy, doesn't it? Khan had been previously arrested for allegedly assaulting his father. An Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, placed a detainer on him. However, New York City sanctuary laws forbid cooperation with ICE and authorities, eventually released him from custody, and then Khan allegedly assaulted, raped, and murdered a 92-year-old woman. That's just one of the stories here. If you'll remember, years ago I had on my show an Ed Hayes out of Kansas. And years before we ever thought about Trump, he has a website, and I do not know the name of the website, but it's still there, that was listing all the violent crimes of illegal aliens. This is not new. So why do these liberals, and the Democrats have jumped on with this, I don't know that all Democrats are liberal, but they're sure acting goofy, want to jeopardize the American citizens, the legal immigrants that are here? They're the ones that are really, because they live with them, under a lot of danger. Why are they willing to sacrifice their lives, their livelihoods, their safety for illegal aliens? There's a commercial, if you saw it, I think it was during the Super Bowl, on the illegal immigrants. This is how we're told they look, and it shows the ones that we see of the MS-13. They're pretty big guys, and they're covered with tattoos. They look pretty rough. And then they said, these are who they really are. And they showed little high school kids, junior high kids. Deceit. Deceit, deceit, deceit. Anything to make everybody else look bad. And the bad guys look good. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the proposed 21% cut in the U.S. foreign aid, and that's in the 2021 budget. And let's talk about that. We're going to change topics there. I think that's a little lighter topic, but I'm sure it'll be heavy when you get down to it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The foolishness of today. I've got a special article from a group that I want to share with you before this day ends, before this hour ends. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have in my hand, and this is an article. It's a short one. Trump proposes 21% cut in U.S. foreign aid in the 2021 budget proposal. Now, if there's one thing I think that we have not addressed enough, and I know he can only do so much, and he's being obstructed by Congress all the way, including many in the Senate. Let's talk about that. I mean, including the Republicans. However, I think we should do more about this debt that we have. Cutting this is a good thing, but the money's already spent. So let me just share it with you. This is according to Reuters. President Trump will propose cutting billions of dollars in the U.S. foreign aid spending in his fiscal 2021 budget, while seeking to boost funding to counter developing economic threats from China and Russia, which we need to do. But I'm pretty sure all those House Democrats are not going to go along with this. Even though he wants to fight China and Russia, they're not going to go along with that. Trump's latest budget proposal was released at 12:30 yesterday afternoon, Eastern Time. It said last year Trump sought in his budget proposal to slash foreign aid but faced steep resistance from Congress and did not prevail. Now think about that. This most recent budget is also expected to be dismissed quickly by the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, you know, because they're busy. They're busy with investigations and writing out subpoenas. They're busy. Trump will seek to make a 21% cut in the foreign aid, which seeks $44.1 billion in the upcoming fiscal year compared to $55.7 billion enacted in the fiscal year of 2020. So he came down, not up. The White House wants to boost funding for the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation to $700 million compared to $150 million. The previous year. So that's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
That's according to Russell Vaught, and he's the acting head of the House of Management and Budget. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. You know, cutting it 21%, that's only one place. And he's already got it spent because he's already putting it somewhere else. But if you remember several years ago, this was when Romney was running for president, that there was a gentleman, I cannot remember his name, but he was leading a group called Strong America Now. They called it SAN, Strong America Now. And he was giving them lessons. He made his livelihood on helping large businesses or businesses cut back on cost. And the first thing he did, and I don't think we could do this, Rudy, because we're not spending anything. First thing you do is each department is cut 25% the first year.
Don't cut my department. Cut your department.
Cutting yours would just mean I don't bring my leftovers for lunch one day. But 21% is what he wants to cut here. But in Strong America Now, they were going to cut 25% across the board. And each one of these candidates that were running for president back then, that was before the primary, they signed up and took this class. And every one of them did it, including Newt Gingrich. Every one of them did it except Mitt Romney. He refused to do it because, you know, he knows everything.
Absolutely.
And so he refused to do that. But if when you stop and think about that, if you went in and he claimed that by 2017 back then. And Tim knows, because Tim was working with that organization. If you're listening today, Tim, you remind me of what year it was. We'd have been clear of the debt. Now, I know when Melody's on, we talk about how it's impossible. And, of course, this debt has grown so much more since then. Because that was a long time ago. But if you cut 25% of every department and you do it continually each year, and you know you can cut 25% here and there, doesn't have to be everybody's salaries. You can cut 25% in this department or that department. And you do it every year. You know, you reevaluate, of course. You don't just every year cut 25%. But he had it planned out, and I can't remember the year that it would have been.
Maybe 2010.
2030. 2010? Ken says 2010. I'm thinking 2017.
Well, that's when they
started
it.
That, aren't we?
That's when they started it, he says.
So anyway, here it is. 21%, but he's already got it spent, like I said. But I believe we need to face this budget issue. I believe we need to face this debt, this national debt. It is keeping us enslaved. But then that's what the D.C. occupiers want. And as Melody will tell you, it's keeping everything propped up. They got to prop it up. But eventually, you got to pay what's due. Eventually, you do.
Tim also says that Obama didn't sign up either.
Well, Obama didn't sign up either. I thought it was just the Republicans that were signing up. Okay. Obama didn't sign up to study that, and neither did Mitt Romney. And they ended up running against each other, and Barack Obama beat Mitt Romney. I think everybody knows that. Well, I want to move on because we're going to run out of time. And I want to get to this one article with you. So I want to share this one with you. I'm going to hold it over for Thursday because I want to mention it to Victor Davis Hanson. But this was Joaquin Phoenix. And he was nominated for 4 Oscars. He's a really talented man. Before finally winning this one, perhaps the jitters are responsible for what ended up a sprawling speech that called out humanity's narcissism as the downfall of the natural world, and specifically the dairy farmers, the dairy industry. He's talked about, I think, whether we're talking about gender inequality or racism or queer rights or indigenous rights or animal rights, we're talking about the fight against injustice, against the belief that one nation, one race, one gender, or one species has the right to dominate, control, or usually exploit another with impunity. We feel entitled, he said, to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf and we put it in our coffee and on our cereal. The man is nuts. I don't know how else to put it. The man is nuts. This is the same Hollywood. These same people who are, oh, my goodness, everyone should be equal. Oh, my goodness, we're such mean little white people. We're just so awful. They're the same ones that are into human sacrifices. Yeah. Abortion. Abortion that started with a woman that was a white supremacist and wanted to wipe out races she did not approve of. Not only wipe out races, but I guess the deplorables, because anybody that wasn't quite smart enough or quite perfect, if you were had any kind of a disability, you didn't deserve to live. That's the same Hollywood right here that's telling you you shouldn't artificially inseminate cows and take their little calves. Does he know what we do with the calves? It takes the little calves away from the milk while they're screaming and they're crying and they're carrying on. And take their milk and put it on our cereal and in our coffee.
He probably thinks all those calves turn into milk calves.
I wouldn't want him to try to milk one. Well, maybe we should. Go milk that cow over there. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, I do want to share something that I think is very wise. It's what is worse, going viral or verbal quarantine? Verbal quarantine? What's that got to do with the coronavirus? Oh, not a whole lot, but a little bit. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not going to read this article to you, but it's a really good article. It says, what is worse, going viral or verbal quarantine? And, of course, she's relating it to the coronavirus, and this is Dr. Marilyn Singleton. And I've shared many things from this organization with you in the past and have had them on, and I need to get them on again. They're with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They are an awesome group. I don't know how. We've had Jane Orient on several times, and we've had Marilyn Singleton on. And I think we've had another one on from there, but those are the two that I remember the most that we've had. I think we've had Jane on more than Marilyn. But Marilyn has a way of writing. She really has a way of writing. And I want to share that with you. But first of all, I titled the show, which I probably did a really bad job of getting that across. I titled today's show, The Foolishness of Today. Why would a candidate that wants somebody's vote call them a lying dog-faced pony soldier? And he told some other guy, you need to vote for someone else.
Senior moments.
I mean, there are no more kissing babies. Instead, they're wanting to kill babies. Think about where we've come, the foolishness of today. Now, this is from my listener in Wisconsin, so I'm going to share this with you really quickly. And I just titled it, The Foolishness of Today. He said there were seven candidates on the stage advocating for, this is the Democrat debate that was Friday, raising taxes, gun confiscation, restricting freedom of speech. Now, let me stop right here. Remember, every single one of these that has held a public office, and most of them have taken an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God, or them, or whatever. I don't know which God they're talking about, but okay. Raising taxes, gun confiscation, restricting freedom of speech. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Abortion up until birth, plus infanticide. Open borders with no immigration restrictions. Free college for all and eliminating student debt. Uncalculated trillions of dollars for their medical care for all. Medicare for all. Many more trillions of dollars for AOC's Green New Deal. Even more miscellaneous free stuff to buy additional votes. Now, miscellaneous free stuff is public goods.
There you go.
Elevating the status of illegal aliens above legal immigrants and American citizens. Placing socialism over capitalism, for collective over the individual, and state over the populace. And basically saying that America is failed, racist, misogynist country filled with horrible people. Well, yeah, and there's seven of them right there. He says, oh, and I forgot. Hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. And applaud Alex Vindman. Well, if we have a verbal quarantine, which is what Elizabeth Warren pushes for, censorship, I didn't drink anything but coffee this morning, honestly, has consequences. Not only for public safety, but for shrinking the marketplace of ideas. Think about that. Right now, if you disagree with someone, you're not allowed to say that. That just makes you a bigot. That just makes you mean. I was probably mean to Joaquin. Joaquin's never seen a cow. He probably wouldn't know a Holstein from anything else. Thus, with all the issues about which to educate ourselves, if you have no freedom of speech. She says, we should be all outraged at Elizabeth Warren's proposal. Now, this is hysterical. Elizabeth Warren's proposal to censor disinformation on social media. Now her plan to create civil and criminal penalties for knowingly disseminating false information. You mean like you're Native American and you take a job as a minority when you know that you're not? You mean that? You mean saying you were fired from a job for being pregnant when we know that was not the truth? Do you mean, Lizzie, that telling everyone your children went to public school when they did not? They went to a really nice private school. That kind of disinformation? That kind of prevarication? Lying? Is she a lying dog face pony soldier? Is that what Elizabeth Warren is?
No, I don't think she's a veteran.
Oh, okay. You have to be a pony soldier. Okay. I guess that's true. Well, she goes on in this article, and we're going to run out of time, talking about the consequences of quarantining your speech, your thoughts. If the Democrats had their way, you'd be completely theirs. They don't even protect their own. They have quarantined Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's not allowed to be on stage, even though she's doing better than some of them that were allowed to be on stage. Because she doesn't agree with them. Well, I don't agree with Tulsi either. But she'll go on Fox News. She was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he tried to back her into a corner over Joe Biden, and she wouldn't go there with Hunter. She's wise not to go anywhere with Hunter. But she wouldn't go there with that conversation. Because they know. They know how corrupt it all is. Now, she doesn't like Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton doesn't like her. She doesn't mind talking about the corrupt nature of Hillary Clinton.
She's a brave lady.
Yeah. It's much better to talk bad about Joe and Hunter than it is to talk bad about Hillary. There's a list of those. It's called a blacklist.
Now, Tulsi is a veteran, so...
She is a veteran, and I do appreciate her. I think she's a beautiful woman.
She's tougher than Lizzie.
She's tougher than Lizzie, for sure. And she called out Kamala. She definitely called out Kamala Harris back in the day. Kamala's gone now. But she's still around, but she's not on the stage anymore. My friends, freedom of speech is so important to this nation. Everything that I read there that the Democrats on their campaign trail are talking about is anti-Constitution. The Constitution was made for individual rights. Joaquin would do better to talk about individual rights of people rather than of cows and milk and such things. He was quoting his brother, and I don't know if I can find that real quickly here because I kind of buried that. But he was quoting his brother about being kind to other people, and that's true. We need to do that. I'm not going to discredit that at all. I did bury it somewhere. But Joaquin, here it is. His brother once said, when he was 17, my brother wrote this lyric, "Run to rescue with love, and peace will follow." Maybe he needs to think a little deeper about that run to rescue with love. Stop sacrificing children and start rescuing and bringing America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seems smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.